103.9 WRVI Batesville, Greensburg, Brookville, Versailles now presents Southeastern Indiana's longest running and most listened to sports show, Coach's Corner, broadcasting from the Coach Raver Corner at Ison's Family Pizza.
Welcome in, sports fans. Terrence Arney here with you once again for another Coach's Corner as we broadcast live from Ison's Family Pizza right here in downtown Batesville on George Street. Should you drive by, please blow the horn, wave, let us know you're listening. We'd love to hear from you. We've got a great show lined up for you this week. As we always do, have some season closeout with a couple of squads and a couple of coaches. Mitchell Taylor of the Lady Bulldogs, talk to him, as well as senior Claire Sainer. And we'll have an opportunity as well to talk with South Ripley, head coach for the Raiders squad, the men's squad, Sevy Beach. And then we'll have a chance for the first time on the program as head coach. Of course, we've talked to her as a player before. We'll spend some time with Lily Simon of the Jacksonville Lady Eagles. But first, we'll kick things off, as we often do, with head coach of the Batesville Boys, Coach Aaron Garrett. Coach, welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Terrence. This feels like semi-state weather, not sectional weather.
It's crazy, the weather that we have here tonight. It's a shame we're inside. It seems like we should be outside doing this, right?
Nice evening. Nice day.
Coach, you guys you finished out the regular season. The ball didn't necessarily bounce the way you needed it to. Lawrenceburg took care of South Dearborn, but in an overtime thriller, Greensburg survived at the hands of East Central, so they get the outright title to the EIAC, but you guys are right there in second spot. And I think, feel free to correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that gives your players, your squad, yourself, your coaching staff a whole lot of confidence when you consider your sectional is a duplicate of that EIAC.
And then it's a lesson, right? That's why you take control, and you want to keep control of your destiny in terms of the conference. We had a chance to back into a championship, but kudos to Greensburg. They get the job done. They're the EIAC champs. This week potentially is a chance to avenge three of our losses in terms of our five this season. So the Bulldogs are definitely looking for that opportunity.
You guys are going into the tournament smoking red hot, winners of seven of your last eight. And I know for me personally, when I look at those wins, it seemed like each win was different. It required something different from your squad, but they answered the bell, answered the call every single time. I know you want to be playing your best ball when you get to this time of the year. When you look at that recent success, seven wins out of the last eight games, and being able to do it different ways, what does that mean?
And in that one loss in that stretch is to South Dearborn, who we face on Wednesday night. So, as you said, as you think through the different stretches of games, we had eight of nine games where to get the win, it came down to the last possession or two.
Right.
Many of those games that you broadcast, we were down and sometimes way down, and the guys battled back. Then you get to this week. We had a Frank County, because I didn't talk to you last week, because we had a makeup with South Decatur, pushed from Friday to a Monday. So we have a Franklin County game pushed to a Tuesday. So we play that. We go down there. Guys played really well. Started out a little sloppy, but then really controlled that game from the midway through the first quarter on. Then we have South Decatur on a Monday. So I've played, I think that's only my second Monday game in 16 years as head coach in terms of whether pushing something. So that's always nerve-wracking. But South Decatur was a good opponent in terms of just the Scruggs, the individual player that Scruggs is a high score, averages over 20 a game. And again, not a very good start, so we were down 19-17 after one. But the guys really picked it up. We shot the ball well. Our defense really came on. And in the second half, we really put it to them. In the third quarter, we held them to three and really held Scruggs in check a lot better that second half until we put in some subs there near the end of the fourth quarter. But I'm still not happy with our starts.
Right.
So we even practiced a couple days, I call it a three-minute mini game, where we practice our start.
Yeah,
because we've had some turnovers. So as we start games, a lot of times I'll script them, sometimes I won't. But going into the Shelbyville game, just what were they going to give us? Because we didn't know if they had pressure, so they played man zone. So we're just going to go with one of our basic offenses, depending on what the defense was. In Shelbyville, like a lot of schools do, they started five seniors.
Yeah.
And their two best players, as you saw as they came in the game, were the two sophomores.
Right.
So the guys took advantage of that. And I felt, as you said on the air immediately when I got up there, Shelbyville by far was our best complete game of the year.
Yes.
Everybody contributed. We shot the ball really well. In terms of, again, from three, we were 8 of 18 in both those last two games from three, over 50% from two. And the guys keep taking care of the free throw line. And our main guys have been leading us in terms of Sam was our leading scorer in the Shelbyville game, followed by Cade, followed by Jack. Gus is in there with a couple threes from distance. Braden Maple's been giving us important minutes. T. Lou's still been running the show. In the last few games, you've seen Carson Hartley inserted.
Yeah.
And he gives us quite a boost in terms of both ends, offensively, defensively. He can get to the basket really, really well. He can handle the basketball. Then defensively, he gives us another defender that's really, really tough to handle on the perimeter.
Right.
So I feel really good about rotation going in, how the guys have come together. And I'll give you an example. The end of the first half, we had Jack and Cade were both in foul trouble, so I had them out. So we had a lineup in that we've never played together, which was T. Lou, Carson, Gus, and it had been Braden Maple and Sam Johnson.
Right.
We'd never played that group together 1 second this year. They closed out the half well for us. Then the matchup opportunities with Carson Hartley.
Yeah.
So they had a big on Carson. So we brought Carson Hart out to take the ball and just went an open post offense. Carson held the ball. Then he attacked. Really good finish left hand against three defenders. He got past the big that was guarding him. Two other defenders converged on him and made a tough bucket. And on film, Terrence, what I showed the guys in our film room, T. Lou, Gus, first ones to celebrate, first ones to physically touch and give Carson congratulations. And those are the two guys whose minutes are getting disrupted because I'm inserting Carson
right
in the lineup.
Right.
So when you have a group like this that truly are selfless with one another, they truly just want to win basketball games and do what's best for Batesville basketball, I'm beyond excited to hit this week with where we're at playing-wise, but also where we're at connectivity-wise.
You know, Coach, I've always said the business world and the sports world, they mirror each other in a lot of ways, and I had an early mentor that always say to me, the business won't grow unless the people inside the business grows. And when I look at where this Batesville team started and where they are right now, I can see the individual growth in some of these players. I'll say these names to you, and you tell me. You tell me the advancements that they've made. You know, first and foremost, here lately, it seems like Cade Kaiser has really been able to get a good understanding of when to put the pedal to the metal and when to facilitate. And I really thought that was evident in that Shelbyville game, where he was pretty much all gas, no brakes there for a stretch there in that ball game. And considering as much time as he spent on the bench because of foul trouble, still being the leading scorer, I thought it said a lot of his understanding of what the team needs of him in those moments.
Yeah, and Cade's one where he had an athletic defender on him as well in a lot of those possessions with the sophomore inside, Nicholson.
Mm-hmm.
Long athlete, really good athlete. But until you have to guard Cade Kaiser, and you just don't realize how fast he is.
Right.
Now he's fast with the basketball. And you go back to the Central game. He had, yep, some tough buckets, but he had some unbelievable facilitating assists, too, that
right
hitting Gus, hitting Sam, which were key shots in those games, created because Cade's getting downhill and not charging into somebody, not forcing a shot, but just taking what the defense gives him.
Right.
Then as they stay with those shooters, I've not seen anybody yet as fast as Cade, and then he can also jump, right? So he's going to beat you to the rim. He's also going to jump over you at the rim. So he's just getting a really, really good feel for the basketball game, and all those fine skills are coming together.
Right. And I'll talk about these two in terms of as a tandem. Gus Prickle alongside Trenton Lewis, just their defense, active hands, active feet. I was looking at some highlight film the other day, and just the number of times they're jumping into passing lane, creating easy offense, breakaway opportunities, that has really come a long way. I mean, you know, T. Lou in particular, you know, it was early on, he was the one creating those turnovers. But now, you know, he's taken those turnovers away from the opposition.
Yeah, and you would see those two walking in the high school hallway, you'd think, all right, they wouldn't be much of a factor on a basketball team.
Right.
But they've got it. They just are nonstop. They play much, much bigger than they are. And like you said, it's the foot speed. They're not grabbing. They're not holding. Mm-hmm. But they play much larger than they are because they can anticipate. They both know the game. And now with Carson up there, too, he's one of the same. So yeah. Now I've got three of those guys I can just keep running through there. And Tiki, hopefully we'll find out on Wednesday, there's not going to be any breaks. You're going to have somebody in your airspace all the time. And that's a credit to them because I ask a lot of them on the offensive end as well. Tilo is a sophomore, has to run the show. Gus has hit big shot after big shot after big shot for us, but they don't relax on either end. And it's cool to see a smaller guy. Yep, I'm smaller, but you're not going to stop me in right. terms of that defensive end. And that just sets the stage for our zone in terms of Grunk and Sam getting on those wings, maybe only getting some of those deflections because those guys out front are trying to get it to somebody because they're being harassed by our guards out there.
Yeah, you bring up Sam Johnson. You know, it's no secret. He is a three-point specialist, 38% on the season. And really, that shot's really coming into its own late. He started the season high 30s. There was a lull, a dip in the middle of the season. Now he's right back where the season started. But that's what we know. This kid had a double-double at Shelbyville. He's not just spotting up shooting threes. He's getting there, getting his nose in between players and grabbing rebounds.
Yeah, and he was a rebound away from having a double-double against South Decatur. And when he came on the Shelbyville game, I told him, we're at our best when he's rebounding. And he is getting man rebounds. Two yeah. hands, yes. high pointing the basketball, shedding guys as he comes down. And Sam is playing his best basketball of his career here going in the tournament of his senior year, right. which is such a testament to Sam. Because the dude puts in the work, he gets shots in. So many people have seen him at the YMCA. He gets shots up in the aux gym. He's completely changed his body. And he's scoring at all three levels. He's 8 for 8 from the free throw line against Shelbyville, which are big. He had a beautiful shot off the glass over contested pressure. If you don't get him out to him at three, he's going to hit that. He can go perimeter to post with a controlled dribble. So Sam makes us pretty tough to defend because you've got to tilt the floor towards Cade.
Right.
But then now Sam's that dynamic duo with him in terms of if he's going to score at three levels, you've got the guards I can rotate in there. Mape is a youngster, right? But mm-hmm. he's developing a game much like a combo of Cade and Sam where he can hit the three. He can get downhill. He's had some big buckets. The bucket at Madison was huge.
Yeah.
The pull-up against East Central was huge. And then, obviously, we started out calling him Grandpa Jack, and now Jack Grunkmeyer, he is Mr. Consistent, Mr. Stability. He's, quite frankly, Terrence, he's another coach. He's yeah. reminding guys what they need to do. He's holding them in line, holding them accountable. And then he's really, and as you watch our films, you can tell teams are having to really account for him at the bucket because if you even look in there, let alone if he gets it, teams have to flood the floor against him because if you leave him into singled up, He's going to get a good look. And what Jack's been doing a great job of, he's had some assists lately that have been unbelievable in terms of finding guys wide open for shots. Shelbyville, he had 4 assists. And not easy ones.
Yeah.
Right? He's going to the other side of the floor. He's having to go through a trap on as the defender comes to get the ball out of his hands. So just super, super excited how it's all came together. That's why you play 22 regular season games. That's why you go through the trials and tribulations. Is to get to the moment, and I'll repeat what you said earlier in the interview. I fully feel like this team is absolutely playing at its best, and I'm glad we get to play Wednesday night. But the bye's good.
Yeah,
but I could imagine having to wait till Friday to play. So I'm really excited for these guys to get out of the gates on Wednesday night.
So Wednesday night, a rematch to, like you mentioned to me, the last loss in that stretch, in that eight game stretch, the only loss in that 8-game stretch. And you had said to us on last week, prior to the Shelbyville game, that you guys were using that game, the preparation for that Shelby game, would serve you well as you prepared for South Dearborn. From a layman like myself, it looked like you guys had a concentrated effort of chasing guys off the three-point line. And I don't think, if memory serves me correct, in that first half, I don't even remember them getting a three-point shot off, let alone making one. Am I right in that assessment?
Yeah, and it was good because even throughout the week, South Decatur was Scruggs, very elite individual player, much like Tiki is.
Yes.
So can everybody hold him accountable? Did a good job there. And then against Shelbyville, they had more dudes, quite frankly.
Right.
They had some good links and good athletes. The two sophomores are really good players, averaging, I think, 14 and 12 between the two of them. And we kept handing them off, and we held them to 5 of 19 threes for 26%. And just did a good job of driving them off the line. Now, Tiki in that loss for us hit 6 of 8 threes.
Yeah.
He struggled in his last four games from three, but he's also had a 8 of 14 against Sochin County in the Rivertown. He had 7 of 14 against Connor, Kentucky, 6 of 8 in our game. And we actually went through him again today. He had some tough shots. It's not like we were just slacking, had no idea that this dude was a dude. He had some from the volleyball line. He had a Gus drove him off the three-point line. One shot, he just took a side-set dribble, drilled it from about 22 feet. But here's the thing I told the guys. Even with that Herculean effort, we had a chance to tie that basketball game up. Exactly. And then that was a game where I'm excited for us to play them again. And they're good. They beat us last time. We're going to have to turn some things around to get that victory on Wednesday night. But I'm sure excited to have another opportunity to do that.
You'll have that opportunity Wednesday night, 7:30 on a neutral floor, sectional 29. I'll be take place at Greensburg. Coach, you know we'll be there with you. So excited for this team to start this postseason stretch. And, you know, you hear people talk about the cliche that it's about not the destination, it's the journey. And it's really been fun watching this particular team and the journey that they've gone on thus far. No doubt they got a long way to go to get to where they want to, but I'm just glad we'll be there for the ride.
Yeah, and the journey is absolutely special. And I got to remind myself that every day because it's groups of pleasure to go to practice with, to work with. And we're going to work like crazy, play as hard as we can, make sure this journey keeps going. And as I've been telling them, it's game by game.
Yeah.
But if we get this done, the sectional is not our ceiling. We're not going to limit ourselves. We probably our sectional will play number one Scottsburg in the regional. And I feel, especially if it's us, but whoever comes out as our sectional champion is going to have a heck of a chance to do something against Scottsburg, and especially if it's a Bulldog. So the town, people, you can tell there's an energy building.
Yes.
This is such a good group to watch. They do play together like we've talked about. We have some individual talents melded into the group game. As you can tell, I can't wait. I wish we could. We got two more sleeps to get there, but then we can get there. So appreciate the coverage, and I can't wait to see the Bulldog Nation turn out and watch these guys compete Wednesday night.
All right, Coach, good luck. We'll see you Wednesday night.
Thank you.
That was head coach Aaron Garrett of the Batesville Bulldogs getting ready to enter sectional play. They open up round one on Wednesday night at 7:30. That'll take place at Greensburg High School. More Coach's Corner coming up in just a bit on Country 103.9 WRBI and the new WRBI app.
Oh my, that's big.
Cecil Eisen here from Eisen's Family Pizza in downtown Batesville. Eisen's Family Pizza can satisfy even the biggest appetites with our 8-inch mega chip cookie.
Oh.
Our 12-inch That's a Big Pretzel.
My.
And our 20-inch hand-tossed pizzas.
That's big.
That come with a target printed on the bottom of the box.
Oh my, that is big.
Follow us on Facebook and Instagram for specials and events. Eisen's Family Pizza. Find us at 812-933-0333, eisensfamilypizza.com, or on George Street, downtown Batesville.
Nothing brings the family together like a home-cooked meal. Let Whirlpool and Maytag Appliances help you handle what the day brings. From smart cooking to dependable dishwashers, Gehring's has it all. With the largest selection of Whirlpool and Maytag appliances in the area, you're sure to find the perfect appliance for your cooking needs. Shop for the best appliances with the latest features at Gehring's today. Whirlpool and Gehring's, 316 North Main, Batesville.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
Fleetwood Chevrolet at 950 North Michigan Avenue in Greensburg invites you to visit them. They're here to help you with your next new or pre-owned vehicle purchase, as well as all your service and parts needs. They're the home of Greensburg's only drive-in service lane and free oil changes for life with the purchase of a new vehicle. Give them an opportunity to earn your business at Fleetwood Chevrolet.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
Coach's Corner, delivered by Eisen's Family Pizza, continues.
I want to thank all of our guests, thank all of our sponsors, thank Eisen's for allowing us to be here, thank all of you for listening in.
From 103.9 WRBI.
Coach's Corner continues live from Eisen's Family Pizza. I want to thank our sponsors. Of course, our title sponsor, Eisen. Cecil Eisen and his crew, always gracious hosts for us every single Monday night. Special thanks also goes out to Gehrings, Fleetwood Chevrolet, SEI Fiber by Indiana REMC, Hurt and Elko, and George's Pharmacy and Medical Equipment. Just finished speaking with Coach Aaron Garrett with the Batesville Bulldogs as they get set to start sectional play on Wednesday, 7:30 at Greensburg High School. They'll be taking on an EIAC foe in the South Dearborn Knights. South Dearborn got the better of them last time. Bulldogs will be looking for revenge. And speaking of sectional 29, we welcome to the program Coach Mitchell Taylor, along with one of his seniors, Senior Claire Sainer of the Lady Bulldogs. They also participated in sectional 29 not that long ago, and actually an opportunity to play for the sectional title as well. Folks, welcome to the show.
My pleasure.
Now, Claire, you know, it's always bittersweet, right, when you get to that big game in sectional play, because you know starting that game, it could be the last time you put on the blue and white and represent your lovely Bulldogs. And when that moment comes, and when it just really sinks in on you that, wow, this is the last time I'll play for the Bulldogs, what goes through your mind in that moment?
I'm going to be honest, there was not much going through my mind. I was just kind of taking it all in for the last time.
Sure.
And I remember in the locker room after the game, that's when, you know, tears were starting to flow, not just for me, but from a lot of the girls.
Right.
And Coach Taylor asked me, he was like, do you want to say anything to the team? And I just shook my head no.
Right.
He's like, all right, we'll get ready because you're going to talk when we get back to the high school. I was like, okay.
Right on. A great season you ladies put together. If I do say so myself, a 16-win season, just like you played for a sectional championship, you played for a Ripley County championship as well. And those feats in and of itself, you know, giving yourself a chance, I think really kind of, again, this is from my vantage point, really was in a lot of ways the theme of the team. In every single game, it seemed like you guys gave yourself a chance in those critical moments to come out victorious. Some you did, some you didn't, but all in all, you always seem to give yourself a chance. Would you agree with that assessment of how things went?
Yeah, for sure. Like, it's been a couple years since the Batesville girls team even won a sectional game.
Right.
So getting to the championship was a huge step. And Ripley County, obviously, that didn't go the way we wanted it to. But our first game against Jacksonville, that was a good effort by us. And unfortunately, we couldn't bring home the trophy. But we played in a tougher tournament at Scottsburg. And we had three really good games there.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, like you said, like I felt like we gave ourselves a good chance against some of the best teams in our state.
So. Sure. When you look back, though, not just this season, but your entire career at Batesville, what do you think, what are some of the things that you will treasure most or remember most fondly?
First and foremost, I mean, the relationships I built with my teammates. I think this year was a little different for me because I'm the only senior, so I relied on my teammates a lot this year.
Right.
And aside from that, something cool from my 4 years here at Batesville Basketball was the fact that I was part of a really big culture change.
Sure.
You know, a different head coach and just different values and standards for the program, and that was something really cool to be a part of.
I'm glad you brought that up because that was one of the questions that I did have for you. You know, you would be, you know, one of the few, I mean, sure, there's a handful of girls on the squad that were in that same position where you played under a different regiment, and then Coach Taylor comes in and, I'll use your words, a whole culture change takes place, and now you're playing under a different head coach. What was that transition like for you personally?
It was different for sure. We were not used to being worked quite that hard, and there were some growing pains for sure, but it was really fun to see, like, our classmates and the people in our community getting excited to come watch our games. That was something we haven't really experienced, so.
Right. That's awesome. You are a senior. We realize that. So what's next for Claire? What are your plans after graduation?
I'm going to be going to Purdue. I'm going to study engineering. Not sure what quite what type yet.
Okay.
And hopefully I'll pick up a basketball in a rec league or something like that.
Listen, I keep telling these seniors, don't sleep on intramurals.
Yeah.
intramurals is, I would imagine for some, not for you. I would imagine for some student athletes when they go to college, I would imagine the intramural play is tougher than some of the high school play that they played at some other school. I'm telling you, do not sleep on intramurals. Some of those kids take it really, really serious. All right, let's go ahead and pass the mic down to Coach Taylor. And Coach, you've had the program now 2 years, and you can see. If you can, I can definitely see steady growth from where you were when you started in year one to where you finished year one, where you start year two, where you finished year two. When you look back collectively over this season, what stands out to you most as that kind of exemplifies? What moment? What exemplifies to you the growth you've seen in this team?
Yeah, I think there are different moments. We just had our banquet last night, so all these moments are just fresh in my mind. Right. We don't overfilm and everything, but. Some of our best games of the year, the game against Jacksonville in the Ripley County Tournament, just felt like we executed every time we needed to execute.
Right.
Our games at Scottsburg against some of the better opponents we faced this year, like Kokomo and Charlestown. Those moments really stick out to me. But the Connersville game that we played in sectional was one that I felt like we played some of our best offensive basketball throughout the season. Early on in the year, our execution against the 2-3 zone was not very good.
Right.
And we showed it on film.
Right.
And then we come up against the Connersville team that, you know, has ran a 2-3 zone all year, has some really quick athletic guards who can anticipate really well. Mm-hmm. And we did a really good job of executing against their 2-3 zone and, you know, best way that I've seen from us all year. So it was really cool to see that come together by the end of the year.
Right on. Talk to me just a little bit about the last time this team took the floor. It would have been at Lawrenceburg in the sectional 29 championship game against Greensburg. No secret there. Greensburg was the heavy favorite to win that sectional crown. But early on, it looked like you guys were giving them all they wanted and creating some trouble for them. Was it the high-scoring ball game that most people thought it was going to be? It looked like a defensive struggle. Going into that game, what was the game plan? Was that what you wanted to make it a defensive game? And
I mean, I give credit to the girls because they did everything we wanted them to do defensively. Like in our scout, we really wanted them to keep them out of the paint and not give them easy looks from three. And they settled for some long twos and they didn't shoot it that well when they were taking those shots.
Right.
I think that really gave us a chance to stay in the game. So really just credit to our girls, the way they executed the game plan. We forced them into those. They took them. We just didn't really come up with enough offensive opportunities on our end and take advantage of them to keep it close till the end.
As Claire pointed out, she is the lone senior on this team, essentially. Not that we're just trying to get rid of you and cast you aside so quickly, but it would essentially be like running it back minus one. When we spin this forward, I would say that Batesville Bulldog basketball, say that three times really fast, I would say it's in really good shape as you look toward next season. You agree?
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, I think I'll credit the girls that came, you know, not just Claire, but the seniors last year too. Mm-hmm. I mean, all the seniors moving forward, and I really hope they come back and watch some games. We had some seniors come back and watch games this year. Emma Weiler, Cora Deputy, came to multiple. They were part in building this foundation for our program.
Sure.
And Claire's going to be in that same boat. And I know she'll come back and watch because she's developed a relationship with her teammates and she wants to see them play more and just see how they grow going into next season. So, yeah, I think it's in a great place. And I want to get some credit to, like, parents in our community.
Yeah.
Before I came here, there was already some youth development going on that was completely out of my hands. Just groups of parents wanting to get girls involved in basketball. So I think that's really starting to show at the high school level now.
Mm-hmm.
And just both of those things are really what you're starting to see, you know, from these teams the last 2 years. And I feel honored just to be able to lead them.
You bring up an interesting point, which brings me to one more question for Claire. Claire, you got a hot mic in front of you that goes out to all of southeastern Indiana. As you look at your high school career coming to a close and knowing what it's meant to you, what would you say to a young female in the area that maybe's not affiliated with any sport at all right now that does want to get involved in something? What would you say to her about what basketball has meant to you and what it could possibly mean to her?
Yeah, so, I mean, not just basketball in Batesville, but our athletics are really special at the school, so I think it's a great way to just get out there, make really good connections that you'll have for the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. I would encourage them to work hard early because I feel like people say that all the time. You don't really realize until you're done how much it would have helped you.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, you got to do something. Get involved for sure because it'll make your high school experience 10 times better. So
excellent, excellent. Well, guys, listen, I want to thank both of you for being so gracious with your time. Claire, good luck in all your endeavors. We look forward to seeing what you do next.
Thank you.
And, Coach, you know, again, a great year to build this program from where it was, keep moving forward. And I, too, look forward to seeing what you do next.
Always an honor, Terrence. Thank you.
All right. That was Coach Mitchell Taylor of the Lady Bulldogs, along with senior Claire Sainer. And we've got more Coach's Corner right after this on Country 103.9 WRBI, the new WRBI app.
Cecil here from Ison's Family Pizza.
Cup and Char.
Our Cup and Char pepperoni has been an area favorite for years.
Cup and Char.
But we now have a new addition to our Cup and Char lineup, Cup and Char sliced sausage. Our sausage is a sliced mild Italian sausage that cups when baked.
Cup and Char.
Our new Cup and Char sausage is available on all of our pizza lineup.
Cup and Char.
Get your Cup and Char sausage or Cup and Char pepperoni at Ison's Family Pizza, 812-933-0333, IsonsFamilyPizza.com, or downtown Batesville.
Kohler means reliability. That's why Kohler is a perfect partner for Hurt and Elko. Every Kohler generator is meticulously quality tested start to finish. Their engineering team runs hundreds of performance tests during the design process. Everything's examined down to the bolt. And before it leaves the factory, Kohler puts it through its paces one more time. The result is total reliability. This is Scott Lamping with Hurt and Elko. Stop by to find out more about Kohler generators. 108 West Pearl Street, Batesville.
George's Pharmacy and Medical Equipment, free delivery, and caring for their customers' needs has been their way of business for over 30 years. It's not something new and will always be what George's family values, you and your family. It's easy to switch. Go to georgespharmacy.com and request your transfer or call any of their 10 George's locations.
We are here for you.
Free delivery before, now, and always. George's Pharmacy and Medical Equipment.
Southeastern Indiana REMC is now offering high-speed fiber internet to its members. Choose from our basic, plus, or premium residential packages with speeds from 100 megabits per second to 1 gig. Prices range from $64.95 to $109.95 per month, and there are no data caps. Get the connectivity speed you need at a price you can afford. Visit SEIREMC.com or call 1-800-737-4111 to check your address eligibility and to sign up for service today. Our friendly customer service representatives are standing by to take your call. SEI Fiber, connecting at the speed of light.
You are tuned to Coach's Corner.
We want to thank Cecil and his crew here at Ison's Pizza for allowing us to be here. We want to thank all of our sponsors who make this all possible. Go out and support them because not only do they make things like this possible, they keep your communities going, and that's very, very important.
103.9 WRBI.
Coach's Corner continues here on Country 103.9 WRBI. Thanking our sponsors once again, Ison's Family Pizza, our title sponsor. No better place to come and get good pizza. No better place to come and hear coaches speak directly to you about their programs. Also, a special thanks to Decatur County Memorial Hospital, Great Plains Communications, and Margaret Mary Health. Just finished talking a little Lady Bulldogs basketball with Coach Mitchell Taylor and senior Claire Sainer. Claire will be heading off to Purdue in the fall. She'll be pursuing an engineering degree there. And Coach Taylor just seems to keep building and building on what he started here at Batesville. The athletics department is lucky to have him, and we look forward to seeing what they do next. Joining us now on the program, head coach for South Ripley Raiders, Coach Sevy Beach. Coach, welcome back to the program.
Appreciate it, Terrence. Thanks for having me.
So you guys, you know, one of the things that I think is so unique about the EIAC particularly Southeastern, SEI, Southeastern Indiana basketball is the traditions that come with it. You guys traditionally open up the season with Jacksonville, then you turn around and you close the season with Jacksonville. This year, they got the better of you in game one, but you closed out the season with a big win against them for the regular season closer, if you would. Talk to us a little bit about that game, how it played out. It worked out that was going to be your third win in the last five games as you head into tournament play.
Yeah, you know, round two, you know, went in our favor against the Eagles this time, and it's hard fought battle both ways. Awesome atmosphere, as it always is, and it was, you know, great effort across the board for us as a team. Mm-hmm. This was, you know, last week was the first week. Actually, the Jacksonville game Friday was the first time, literally in six exact weeks, that we had played healthy as a team.
Yeah,
or at least as healthy as we're going to be.
Sure.
You know, we're down a kid in Chansey for the rest of the year, but. Friday against Jacksonville was the first time we had played as healthy as we're going to be to finish the year. So it was exciting to have all those pieces back and get that full rotation and work on a few things, you know, throughout that game coming into, you know, the sectional week this week, which is obviously the most fun week of the year. But that Jacksonville game, like you said, the history behind it is, you know, it's really something special, and really glad for our boys to be able to come out on top this time.
No doubt about it. Something else that I'm thinking you're probably really glad to have, too, is, you know, one of your players reaches some rarefied air, and he scores his 1,000th point in his basketball career at South Ripley. We're talking about the big man inside, Cole. I mean, from your perspective as a coach, how special is it to have a 1,000-point scorer on your squad?
Yeah, it's quite a feat for a kid to accomplish. You know, he's the first kid that I've been able to coach that reached that milestone.
Yeah.
You know, couldn't be more proud and more happy for him to be able to celebrate that with his family. And happened in the Rising Sun game, which is where his mom is from. So he had, you know, extra little, you know, he's always got an extra little play for in that, in those two games every year. So, you know, it was something really cool for him to see, and you know, his teammates, you know, he's fortunate to play with some good guys, and they were really bought into it, and you know, everybody kind of knew after the third quarter, he had a really big third quarter, and you know, everybody kind of fed into that, and luckily the ball was able to go in for him and make it happen, and you know, it couldn't have happened you know, better for him finishing off on a big dunk.
I was going to say,
towards the end of the game.
It wasn't just 2 points. I mean, he put that 1,000 points in emphatically, and I mean, the gym just fell apart when he hit it.
Yeah, it was, you know, pretty unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know, it'll be something, you know, a special memory that he really won't forget,
right?
You know, for numerous reasons. So, really special moment.
So, we talked about you getting that Jacksonville win. Cole gets his 1,000th point. I feel like you guys are going into this tournament with a whole lot of confidence. I mean, things have really lined up for the Raiders. I mean, you're actually hosting the sectional. You get the very favorable draw that is win one and play for a championship. How is the team mentally as they're going in? How are they looking at it? What's the confidence level of this squad going into the tournament play?
Yeah, it was you know, great to finish, you know, the last week of the regular season with two nice wins.
Yeah.
You know, pretty emphatically, you know, and boost morales, and everybody's excited and feeling good going into the sectional week. You know, and hosting it is always a plus. And on top of that, only have to, you know, play Friday night, win that. You're there on Saturdays. You don't have to play three games.
Yeah.
You know, in the meat grinder type of sectional that we've kind of got, you know, for our area and how well we all know each other. So only having to, you know, play two, take care of business against a tough Hauser team on Friday is definitely a plus, you know, versus having to play three full games. So, you know, guys are feeling well. We've been, like I said, battling injuries for 6 weeks, sickness. You know, Mason McNew only played one game last week, but gave us good minutes on Friday against Jacksonville. So glad to have everybody back and healthy, and We need four really, really sharp days going into Friday to handle the Jets coming in on Friday, who are a really, really good team themselves.
Yes, and that team, you played them earlier in the season, the regular season on the 8th, got the better of them there, 61-47 victory. But, Coach, I don't have to tell you, you know the team you'll face on Friday night is not going to be the same Jet team that you played earlier in the regular season. What kind of challenges do the Jets present?
Yeah, we're both battle-tested, both looking a little bit different rotation-wise than what we did back then. And, the Jets are very guard-oriented.
Mm-hmm.
A kid that's not been playing for them due to injury is a big 6'5 kid that, was their first line of defense against Cole back in December. He battled really well. So I'm interested to see what they try to come up with,
sure.
To kind of counteract that. But, they've got some really, really good guards, in Ledger Gilfius, Alex Kord, Tayshaun Tungate, Stryker Gill are their main four. The Gavin Keller kid, we've got to be ready to guard the bounce.
Yeah.
They average 30 points a game in the paint. Gilfius can score at all three levels, and I thought we did a pretty good job of him and making him really, really work hard for everything that he got against us in December.
Right.
And while keeping the other guys in check, and you don't do that with just one or two guys. It takes a full, complete effort, so we're going to have that again and probably even ramp it up,
yeah.
And who's going to win the paint on Friday night, I think, is probably going to who's going to come out on top. As well as taking care of the basketball. But, we were able to kind of take care of the paint back in December against them. So we've got to make sure we take care of that. But, last week we were really, really efficient offensively.
Yeah.
Sharing the basketball, assist-to-turnover ratio was really, really high and well. That's what our guys have really bought into, sharing the basketball all year long, and keeping turnovers to 10 or less. And, they've really taken some pride in that this year. I think that's part of their, growing up from last year to this year. So that's really exciting to see. And, we saw that two nights really well last week, and we've got to keep that going this week if we want to make more good things happen.
All right. Well, let me ask you this last question, Coach. We started this talking about tradition in this area as it comes to basketball. And South Ripley, a proud basketball tradition as any school in this area. What would it mean to the community, to Versailles, to bring home that sectional title?
Yeah, it's as you said, they've got South Ripley's got a rich tradition. They've had a lot of good teams. A couple years ago they had a 21-2 team that came up a couple bounces short.
Right.
That's the way it fell, even though they were 21-2.
Sure.
Whenever you're able to be a part of a group that gets a picture put on the wall,
uh-huh.
it just means something else that.
Yeah.
Until you're a part of it, until it happens, you can't really describe it.
Right.
I was fortunate enough to go through that experience, when I played. And I really, really hope that, we can help put these guys in positions to be successful and have that experience as well, because it's just something that they won't forget, in the community. If they're able to do that and, bring on the regional week and whatnot, will just be something special that they'll always remember.
All right. Well, you guys will be in action. Game one on Friday, 6:00 at home, if you would. Get a little home cooking there as you take on the Hauser Jets in your pursuit of putting a picture on the wall. Coach, thanks for joining us, and good luck in the tournament.
As always, thanks. Appreciate it.
All right. That was Coach Sevy Beach with the South Ripley Raiders. We've got more Coach's Corner starting here in just a bit on Country 103.9 WRBI, the new WRBI app.
Oh my, that's big.
Cecil Eisen here from Eisen's Family Pizza in downtown Batesville. Eisen's Family Pizza can satisfy even the biggest appetites with our 8-inch mega chip cookie.
Oh.
Our 12-inch That's a Big Pretzel.
My.
And our 20-inch hand-tossed pizzas.
That's big.
That come with a Target printed on the bottom of the box.
Oh my, that is big.
Follow us on Facebook and Instagram for specials and events. Eisen's Family Pizza. Find us at 812-933-0333, eisensfamilypizza.com, or on George Street, downtown Batesville.
A Maytag washer can handle the tough loads with extra power to boost stain fighting on any wash cycle. The built-in water faucet is ready to give clothes a quick rinse or a long soak. Plus, the deep fill option delivers more water when you want it. Visit Gehrings to see how a Maytag laundry pair can help you power through laundry day. Gehrings and Maytag, 316 North Main, Batesville.
Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep is a proud sponsor of local athletics. I'm Michelle Galk, and at Batesville Chrysler, we value this community and the relationships we've built with our customers. As your hometown car dealer, we understand the importance of staying connected to the community. We commend all our student athletes and their hard work and dedication. That's why we're proud to sponsor local sports coverage so that fans can stay connected no matter where we are. Remember, you can buy a car anywhere, but when you buy at Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, we can all work together to support the future of this great community.
Your independence is priceless. Decatur County Memorial Hospital's Rehabilitation Services team helps you each step of the way in your healing journey, getting you back to the activities you love. Our team's brand new location and building in the state-of-the-art Rehabilitation Medical Offices building supports our community's needs and is a life-changing expansion right on the DCMH campus. Experience the ease of access to our therapeutic service offerings close by. Decatur County Memorial Hospital, the quality care you want close by.
Back to more Coach's Corner, delivered by Ison's Family Pizza.
Get out and support the teams in your area. They all deserve your attendance and appreciate you being there.
On 103.9 WRBI.
Coach's Corner continues live from Ison's Family Pizza. And we just finished speaking with Coach Savvy Beach, head coach for the South Ripley Raiders. They'll be in action on Friday night. They got the bye, so they only have to win one game, and they'll play for a championship. They'll be playing Hauser. And to add to the mix, they're hosting this tournament, so they will be at home. So it'll be two home games for them. Things go their way. Again, check them out, 6 o'clock Friday night at home as they take on the Hauser Jets. We'll move right up the road from Versailles to Osgood and talk to the regional champion, Lady Eagles of Jacksonville. Their newly lamented head coach in Lily Simon, as well as three outstanding players that have made just some incredible back-to-back runs here in this year and last year. Julia Meyer, Reagan Hughes, and Kaylin Heiners all joining us on the program. Coach, we'll start things off with you. First and foremost, welcome to the program. And it's been fun to talk to you as a player back in the day and now talking to you as a coach.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Well, in a nutshell, I mean, kind of walk me through just a little bit of what this season was like. Of course, you start the season with some pretty high expectations because of the success of last year. And I'll be darned if you didn't go the exact same path this year, get right back to semi-state again. What was that like, being able, again, to have that kind of pressure of those expectations, but be able to meet them game after game, week after week?
Our goal at the beginning of the season was to always make it back either to the semi-state or even go farther to the state championship. But, I mean, we fell two games short of making it to the state championship. But overall, it's been a great year. But when you're trying to make it back to where we were to the semi-state, you just have to take it game by game and get better each and every day. And so that's how you prepare to get back there.
So a 21 win season overall, definitely nothing to sneeze at. There are very few teams that'll play the schedule that you guys play and come up with 20 plus wins. So commendable, more than a commendable season for you young ladies. But I want to talk to you, Coach Simons, specifically about your role as we move forward. I mean, some enormous shoes to fill in terms of Coach Scott Smith, and not just in terms of his success, but in terms of his longevity, in terms of how long he's been doing it at this one school. When you look at what Coach has accomplished, I mean, heck, he coached you when you were a Lady Eagle. But when you look at all that he's accomplished, you've got to fill those shoes. How do you approach that task?
It's a hard task to be up to and face. I mean, the pressure for me. I feel it
right
now, honestly.
Sure.
But, I'm not trying to replace. I can't replace Scott.
Right.
He has so much knowledge far beyond basketball, just life
right.
in general. And I don't have that life experience or that basketball experience as him. And I know I can call on him to, if I have questions for him to answer, but I know I'm going to make mistakes, but it's part of the learning process and part of growing. And I think that's what's going to make that's what makes you a better person and a better coach at the end of the day.
And lastly, when you were that moment, I've probably asked you this before in the past, but it's worth revisiting. At that moment, when you were tapped on the shoulder and knighted coach in waiting, and you knew that this day would eventually come, what did that mean to you?
It means a lot. I mean, Jackson Dell is just a successful girls basketball program. It's one of the best in Indiana,
yes,
I believe. And I think the facts speak for itself.
No doubt.
But it's definitely exciting. I'm excited to take the reins of Jackson Dell basketball and hopefully keep the successful tradition going.
All right. Let's turn it over to these young ladies. They are chomping at the bit to get on the microphone. I mean, they cannot wait. And Reagan, we'll start with you. Reagan Hughes, one of the seniors on the Lady Eagles team. Reagan, you too are reached rarefied air this season, becoming a 1,000-point scorer in your high school career. Not a lot of people achieve that feat. Talk to me about the release that you felt once that 1,000th point went in the hoop.
Yeah, so I think everybody knows how stressful it was for me. Like, senior year, it was all about, oh, I want to get back to where we were last year, possibly go farther. But in the back of my mind, it was always, I want to get this goal.
Right.
It's been my goal since I was a kid, and I knew I was running out of time. And about halfway through the season, I sprained my ankle pretty bad, and it took me out for a week or two. And that really started to make me worry, because I was like, what if I can't get back to where I was?
Right.
So once I got past that and was playing again, well, then I started having a few rough games towards the end of the year. Mm-hmm. And then we get to sectionals. I get face guarded one night. I'm in foul trouble the next. So then I was like, it got even more stressful, because it was like, next game you're done. You don't have another opportunity.
Right.
So going into regionals, I knew, I was like, I don't care if I shoot. I want to get a win, but I mean, I'm going to shoot it.
Right.
So
shooter's going to shoot.
Yeah. But once I finally got it, going into that semi-state game, it just felt like I was a normal basketball player again. Like, everything was off. Just play like you know how to play.
Exactly. I had the pleasure last season of following you guys, pretty much called all your postseason games and called a couple of your postseason games this year. When I watch you guys play, you are always playing so hard, so tough, with very little concern about your own body. I mean, you just, I mean, you play hard-nosed basketball, and that's not how most people describe women's basketball, but that is your brand of play. Is that a fair, assessment?
Yeah, I would say so.
and where does that come from? Where does that toughness, that tough nose, especially as a defender, where does that come from?
So I started playing. I wasn't always like that, but I started playing AAU in about the sixth grade, and I played out of a team from Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
And being around those girls, I mean, they didn't care if they were going to run through four people. Like, they were just going to do it. So that's where I really started to pick up that style of play, because I had to, or I wasn't going to fit in with them.
Sure.
And then going, like, playing AAU each year, like, it was just, you always played the best, so you had to be tough to even stay in the game.
Right. So. Okay, good deal. Well, what's next for Reagan Hughes? Graduation's around the corner. What are your plans after graduation?
Well, unfortunately, I've decided to not continue my basketball career.
Okay.
But I will be studying sports event management at either Ball State or IU. I haven't made my exact decision yet, but it'll be one of those schools.
there is no doubt in my mind that you will pick up a basketball and play intramurals. And listen, I've been giving this advice to everybody. Do not sleep on intramurals.
Yeah.
There are kids that will play intramurals, and it was tougher than any high school team they ever played on or played against. So don't let it go too far away from you.
Yeah, 100%. That's my plan.
All right. Good deal. Well, thanks so much, Reagan. Again, I enjoyed watching you. I've been calling Jacksonville games since Lily was a player. So I've seen your entire career, and it's been a joy to watch. Thanks for giving it all you got every single night. Again, it was always a pleasure. And again, good luck in the future.
Thank you.
All right, let's slide the mic down to Miss Meyer. Julia Meyer, another senior on this Jacksonville Eagle team, coming to the microphone now. And Julia, when you look back over your career at Jacksonville, what are some of the things that you'll cherish most or remember most?
Okay. So I have a lot of memories.
Okay.
They're like, I'll always remember growing up playing Biddy basketball and having all the older girls come and watch us. And that was really special to me. And I kind of want to keep that tradition going, helping the younger girls too, because that was a special moment for me because I looked up to them. And then I remember, like, as a kid going to all their games, watching them every time they win, and we would have our parade sessions coming back, and then we would have a little pep session in the gym afterwards. That was such a fun experience, and that's what I'll remember most. And then being able to do that as an Eagle myself and being the one on the floor, I hope that that tradition carries on into the future. And then, like, there's always little things along the way, but that's what stands out to me the most, just the Eagle tradition that we have.
So speaking of that, and that's a unique perspective, because you can remember when you were, you know, a middle schooler, if you would, and being able to see the high school girls doing that sort of thing. And then you actually get the opportunity to be that role model that some of the younger kids are looking up to. What did that feel like? I mean, being able for that to go full circle. In other words, remembering what it was like when you were younger, and then in a blink of an eye, now it's you and there's someone else looking up to you. What's that like to go full circle like that?
So it's kind of like, it adds a lot of pressure to it, because, you know, you're like a role model to one of the younger kids now, and you're like, you want to do good and you want to be someone that they can look up to.
Sure.
So you do all you can to help them out, and it's, you hope that they can fill those shoes and stuff eventually. And it's honestly a special feeling to know that they're looking up to you and you're doing the same thing that somebody has done to you, and you're just passing it on down the line.
Right. Right. Let's fast forward to, or I guess rewind, if you would. Let's rewind to semi-state of this year. You had the experience last year of getting to semi-state, maybe not knowing exactly what to expect. You run into a buzzsaw of the Lanesville Eagles. They eventually go on and win the title. This year, you make the vow, we're going to get back to this exact same spot. And sure enough, you do. The draw comes out, and lo and behold, here's Lanesville again. When the draw came out and you guys knew, okay, here's our chance to avenge last year's loss. What was the feeling amongst the team when you knew you were going to face Lanesville one more time?
I think we were honestly kind of excited and nervous at the same time, because that's what we wanted.
Right.
Because then we could prepare all week for them, and we knew what we were going into. But we always said that you have to stay. We all have to stay healthy.
Yes.
And in order to play them to our full potential and have our chance at beating them. And so we were all just preparing, and we put the target on their backs this time, which, like, add fuel to our fire.
Sure, sure. Well, good deal. So let's spin it forward. Graduation around the corner. What are your plans after graduation?
So I am going to college to study engineering, specifically civil/structural engineering.
Okay.
And I'm going to also continue to play basketball, but my college is undecided yet.
No worries. You got time. You don't have to decide today. Tomorrow, maybe, but not today. You don't have to,
yeah.
You don't have to decide today. Well, Julia, just like I said to Reagan, it has really been fun following this team and watching you young ladies play. The brand of basketball that Jacksonville plays is so fun to watch, so fun to call those games. And to your point, what I like most about Jacksonville basketball, it's done the right way. So the examples that you ladies are setting for the younger generation, you're spot on. You guys have been great role models to the Osgood community. And I think that's one of the reasons that Jacksonville is a squad that we say, you know, it's not about rebuilding a program year after year. They just simply plug and play and reload. So that's because of you guys. You guys are living testaments to that. So, again, thank you for being who you are and who you've been at Jacksonville, and we look forward to seeing what you do next.
Thank you.
Let's slide it down to Ms. Heiners, Kaylin Heiners, in fact. Now, Kaylin, my information says you are a senior this year.
I am a senior this
year. That's what I thought. You tried to play me and make me think you were a junior. But anywho, so some of the same questions that I asked your teammates there, what are some of the things that you're going to treasure most or remember most about your time as a Jacksonville Lady Eagle?
Honestly, the connections that I built with all my teammates, it's more than like friends and your teammates. Like, it's like a family that we have. And
sure.
Honestly, like, we just get so close, even in the off season, like going to like summer leagues and stuff like that. We just get super close together. And I know that's something I'm going to miss about like being in high school and being on this team.
Okay. You know, it was just a flash. I can remember the first time I ever spoke to any of you, sophomore year, most likely, and you were so shy, so hesitant. And to some degree, you played the same way in that you deferred to the upperclassmen. So it's interesting to see you go full circle. Now you're the senior,
right?
And I see you step to the mic with so much confidence. You step on the floor with so much confidence. And that's fun to watch that maturation process. What is it like for you, though, to go through that process? Or what is it like when you look back and remember when I was just a sophomore, was just a freshman, and now I'm a senior?
I mean, each practice, each game, you just get that little bit of confidence. Like, it's a long game. It's not one day and you just have a bunch of confidence. I mean, overall, like, in my 4 years, I can tell I've gained so much more confidence just in the past season.
Sure.
Just from the beginning of the year to the end, I mean, I shoot a lot more than what I normally would, and I look for more of my stuff, but also look for other things, too. And I think it's just growing up, you see older people, and you kind of try to look up to them, but then as you get older, you realize that everybody's going to make mistakes at some point, and you just have to get past them and learn from them, and then your confidence just slowly gains.
Okay. Give me, and I know you can, give me your best Scott Smith story. I know for a fact there were all those bus trips, all of those travels. There had to be a moment.
Well, this one, okay, so I don't know if these girls know about it. So, like, I came from Batesville to Jacksonville, and I remember being a freshman in high school, and Jacksonville played at Batesville, and I was on the basketball team, and I remember seeing Scott, and, like, I was so scared of him. I was petrified. I mean, I was horrified. He looked so scary, and I remember even coming into Jacksonville, I was still so scared of him. This year, it's kind of worn off, but I would say another one that they probably remember is, I know many people saw him in a boot, but he tried to have a little bit of fun with us. And
you crossed him up and broke his ankles.
It was all me. I did it. But we tried to have a little bit of fun right before practice, right after we won sectionals, and he tore his Achilles, and so we kind of all felt bad, but we really didn't know what to do. But we were just trying to play a fun game of dodgeball.
Well, you know, one of the important lessons in life is you have to know your limitations. And it sounds like Coach learned that night. As you spin it, well, before we do that, I want to talk about the Lanesville game, that last game. Beautiful gym to play in at New Albany.
Yes.
So take me through those early moments. You know, you've got the travel down. You guys, I'm assuming, came down the night before. You spend the night, you get up, you get breakfast, this, that, and the other. And then you walk out onto that court, all these people in the stands. And again, that building is huge.
Oh, yeah.
What's going through your mind after they sing the anthem and you walk out on the floor, you touch up high five for the last time? What's going through your mind?
Honestly, I was at a point where I was like, you know what? Like, it's all or nothing. Right. Like, you just have to put everything out there on the line. Like, you know, it's your senior year. If you lose, you're done. And I think that's just something, like, I was just so fired up seeing how many Lanesville Eagles fans there were in that gym compared to ours was just something that was just fueling me throughout that game. And it just made me want to win that much more.
Yeah, that's awesome. That is one thing that I've been able to witness and kind of document throughout these years. Jacksonville travels well.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I can't remember hardly any games. I mean, I even said it on air. I call Southwestern at Shelton, I call that your second home because of so many games that you've won there and how well Jacksonville always travels to those games. It's not unheard of for you guys to have more fans than anybody else. But I think that's a testament to the product that you ladies put out on the court. And it's something that you should definitely take a lot of pride in because there are programs that don't have that type of following. And the fact that you do says a lot about you as a team. It says a lot about you young ladies as individuals, and it's something that you should be proud of.
Yeah, I think we're all very thankful for how far our community will go for us.
No doubt. All right, last question. Kaylin, what's next for you?
I am going to the University of Kentucky to study neuroscience on the pre-med path.
Rock and roll. All y'all are so smart. a bunch of smarties, so you can hoop and smart. That's all right. I'm sure there's some young fellas out there listening right now, taking notes. But anyway, as I said to all of you, individually, I'll say it to you collectively. It really has been fun following this team as you guys came up. The ability to just keep this Jacksonville tradition rolling all the way. The long run last year, the run this year, and just your individual growth, not just as basketball players, but your individual growth as young women. It's really been fun to watch. Always consider myself grateful to be able to be along for the ride and see it. There's no doubt you guys will be missed, but I'm sure you'll come back to some Eagle games as in the future.
Oh, yeah.
and watch this next iteration as Coach Simon gets things rolling once again. Ladies, thank you so much for your time. Really enjoyed having you again. Good luck to all of you and everything you do, and we truly can't wait to see what you ladies do next.
Thank you.
All right. We'll come back and wrap this up here or right after this on Country 103.9 WRBI and the new WRBI app.
Cecil here from Ison's Family Pizza.
Cup and Char.
Our Cup and Char pepperoni has been an area favorite for years.
Cup and Char.
But we now have a new addition to our Cup and Char lineup, Cup and Char Sliced Sausage. Our sausage is a sliced mild Italian sausage that cups when baked.
Cup and Char.
Our new Cup and Char sausage is available on all of our pizza lineup.
Cup and Char.
Get your Cup and Char sausage or Cup and Char pepperoni at Ison's Family Pizza, 812-933-0333, IsonsFamilyPizza.com, or downtown Batesville.
At Margaret Mary Health, they believe prevention and early detection are key in the fight against breast cancer. That's why they recommend all women receive mammograms yearly, starting at age 40. When it comes to technology, Margaret Mary offers advanced 3D mammography to their patients. If you can't afford a mammogram or your insurance doesn't cover it, financial assistance is available thanks to funding from the Indiana Breast Cancer Awareness Trust. To find out if you qualify, call 812-933-5134.
Life moves fast. The technology services from Great Plains Communications move faster. Whether it's working, learning, or streaming from home, or powering your business with a robust fiber connection, our full suite of technology services helps you keep up with today's fast-paced environment. Our local team of call center representatives and technicians are dedicated to providing a superior customer experience, ensuring you have the support and services you need to succeed. Contact Great Plains Communications today at 877-839-9494 or gpcom.com.
Coach's Corner, delivered by Ison's Family Pizza, continues.
I want to thank all of our guests, thank all of our sponsors, thank Ison's for allowing us to be here, thank all of you for listening in.
From 103.9 WRBI.
Want to thank our sponsors one more time. Ison's Family Pizza, Gehring's, Fleetwood Chevrolet, SEI Fiber by Indiana REMC, Hurt and Elko, George's Pharmacy and Medical Equipment, Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, Decatur County Memorial Hospital, Great Plains Communications, and Margaret Mary Health. Joining me now, as always, sports director at WRBI, Jim Williams. And Jim, I got to tell you, man, you, one of the very first games you call, matter of fact, the very first game you call on air was these Jacksonville Lady Eagles.
That's true, now that I think about it, yeah.
And I just got to tell you, from where I sit, it really has been fun seeing those girls grow to young women. I mean, I can remember the first time talking to Kaylin and Reagan, Julie. I mean, all three of them, they were so shy, right?
Not anymore.
And you know, and you kind of saw it too on the floor. And it's just fun to be able to see these young people kind of grow into their own, right?
Oh, yeah.
You see it on the basketball court, but you also see it outside of the court, and that's a great senior class right there.
Absolutely. And just in these couple months I've been here, Terrence, it's just been so remarkable to run into so many incredible young people here in southeastern Indiana. It's just spectacular. And the few parents we've been able to run into, and the coaches that are such great mentors for all of them. I haven't run into one who's not yet. And that's kind of the whole point, which is great.
Yeah, that's one of the things I always try to impress upon these communities is, you know, you worry about, or you don't know, you know, are my kids in good hands, or, you know, or are they teaching the right thing? And I can tell you unequivocally, you know, the schools that we cover, the schools that are in our coverage area, these programs are represented by great men and women.
No doubt about it.
You know, Jacksonville, you know, the whole time that Coach Scott Smith was there, and for him to be able to hang it up, but be able to tap on the shoulder one of their own.
Yeah.
And one
of his players.
Yes. Yes. And a Lily Simons. That's going to be great. The other thing tonight that I thought was interesting, you know, we started off the show with Coach Garrett and the Batesville Bulldogs, and, you know, we've been talking to Coach all season long, and
oh, yes.
I would talk to him about, well, are you playing your best ball yet? Not quite yet. Well, how's the growth? Are they getting it? Yeah, we got a few more things to tweak. Tonight, he says it, right? He says it tonight. We are, in fact, playing our best basketball. The game you and I did there at Shelbyville.
Exactly.
Clearly their most complete game that we'd seen all season long.
It was spectacular. And again, the growth in just these couple months that I've observed,
mm-hmm.
it's remarkable. And looking at the record, Terrence, 11 of the last 13 they've won.
Yeah.
There was that three-point loss, mm-hmm. To South Decatur, but it's going to be, or South Dearborn.
Yes, South Dearborn.
Sorry about that. 54-51. But they've gone on since then, and they won their last six, and again, 11 out of the last 13. Batesville may be in prime position,
yeah,
going into this tournament play.
Yeah, Coach Garrett always says, either you win or you learn.
Ooh, that's a good one.
And that game at South Dearborn, I think they learned.
There.
Yep. I think they learned that night, and I think it's evident in the subsequent games that followed.
Then the L's aren't so bad. If it means learned,
there you
rather
go.
Than lose, I like it.
There you go. Then Coach Sevy Beach with South Ripley. Boy, they got the great draw. They got the bye. They're at home, so yep. They got home cooking every night. And people, you know, that's no small thing. It maybe in the pros, you know, and in pro football, they only give you a half a point or a point for home field. You know, all of those crazy things. But in high school,
yeah,
the term home cooking really does mean something.
Oh, yeah.
Right, in terms of not having to take these kids on the road, and they sleep in their they're going to sleep in their own bed regardless. But to be able to have legitimate home cook, mom's cooking, whatever, you know.
Yeah, and after dinner, mom and dad are going to be right there in the stands with you too.
Exactly. And it goes a long, long way. So kind of excited for those guys with the way their tournament's going to line up. And then, of course, we did get to close out the season with Coach Mitchell Taylor and the Lady Bulldogs. I can't say enough of how fortunate I feel this Batesville athletic department is to have a young coach like Coach Taylor step into that role. And you can, and here's how you know, Jim, you can hear it from the players.
Oh, yeah.
When the
oh, yeah.
players are talking and they're using terms like culture change.
There, that's a biggie.
Biggie. You know what I mean? When the players are using terms like culture change in terms of the transition for when Coach Taylor came in, Coach Taylor came into where they are right now, I think that lets you know that the program's in good hands and on the right track.
Well, and just moving along within itself, since Coach Taylor was one of Coach Garrett's players back in the day, and an excellent one.
Yeah.
And I think it's so great that a coach can come on and pass that knowledge along to anyone.
Yes.
Doesn't have to be the same gender.
Yeah.
And can you mentor these young women?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Just as well as young men.
No,
not a problem. Let me add it. And he's making it happen.
And, you know, you mentioned that link between Coach Taylor and Coach Garrett. And, you know, one of the similarities that to me that jumps off the page between those two, you don't have to talk to them very long to find out for them and for their teams, it's more than basketball.
Oh, yes.
And I think that's I really think when they talk about that culture change with Coach Taylor coming in, I think that was the part that really galvanized the team. Not to be cliche, but you've heard it a million
sure.
years, you know. Nobody cares how much you know until they know how much you care. And I think he was able to really strike a chord and build a foundation with those young women when they found out, wait, hold on. You just don't care about me dribbling and shooting. You actually care about me as an individual.
As a person.
Yeah.
And as a student.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely, I do.
And yep. it, I think that went a long way with those young ladies, and I think it's going to continue to pay dividends. We got a great week, Jim.
Oh, boy, do we.
We got a great week of basketball tournament action lined up. We start that off. We kick that off tomorrow night. The first game of tournament play, that'll be a 6 o'clock game. Milan will be taking on
North Decatur.
Thank you. Milan will be taking on North Decatur. That game will kick at 6. And then on Tuesday, nice little doubleheader for you.
Yeah.
Got a nice doubleheader for you again. That first game at 6 o'clock, Jim, I think you're doing that game.
Yeah, absolutely. And it is, on my sheets right over here.
Yeah, so it'll be two games there. The second game, it'll be Batesville, but the first one, I want to say it was the Jacksonville Boys.
Yes.
And I think they're down at Edinburgh is where that sectional will take
correct,
place.
Correct. And, of course, just my luck, I can't find the opponent.
I'm trying to think in my head. No, we said no. Milan's playing Waldron. I got that.
Yes, it's Waldron.
Oh, so I have.
Yeah. Milan's playing North Decatur.
Thank
tomorrow.
You. That's thank
it.
You. Yeah,
that's it. Thank you.
Yeah. So Jacksonville taking on.
It is Waldron.
Waldron. That'll be the first game on Tuesday, 6 o'clock tip, and then immediately following that game, we'll go to sectional 29, which is being held at Greensburg, and that'll be that rematch between the Batesville Bulldogs and the South Dearborn Knights. All of these games are going to be exciting to watch. And then once we make it through that first round, we'll reload we'll get the schedule out for the rest of the week. But to kick things off, round one, three games for you. One on Tuesday night.
Two on Wednesday.
Two games on Wednesday night. You don't want to miss those. That's going to do it for us here on this edition of Coach's Corner. We'll be back next week, though, exact same time, exact same place, ready to reload and do it all over again. We thank you for joining us. We thank our sponsors, particularly our title sponsor in Ison's Family Pizza, Cecil. We couldn't ask for a better host and couldn't ask for a better place to have this show each and every week. So from all of us here at WRBI, including John Heil back at the station, engineering and producing just another wonderful show. Special thanks to Abby Brinson, the best showrunner in the business. She keeps everything on track. Abby, thanks for everything that you do. And for our sports director, Jim Williams, here beside me, this is Terrence Arney saying thanks so much for listening and enjoy the rest of your sports week. You've been listening to Coach's Corner on Country 103.9 WRBI and the new WRBI app.